This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bond for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ross Electric Motors.
Foundation.
Let's go through the Bahamas, have fun with me. Lots to do and lots to see. Many islands to pick and choose. You may fly or take a cruise. I'll take you to Nassau, the capital. Watch a Junkanoo festival. Then to Gat Island, eat flower cake. Watch quadrille dancing to the rake and scrape.
Ooh. My Bahamas, the place to be. Through the islands and the keys, soothing Bahamian breeze. My Bahamas, the place to be.
Long Island, too.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is a glorious Thursday afternoon. Live and in full effect. So grateful to be in your company. Always happy to be here with you. Hope you had a beautiful, wet Independence. I mean, the thing started off nice and good, right? Kind of overcast. Everybody's excited to go out. And last night, when we finally decided, let's say do something, man, that thing rained so much. Got to shout out my good, decent people, man, over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. I always tell you, go down there, check them out. If you just get your plates, if you're in a market for those particular things, if you're looking for a fleet to expand on some of the things that you got to go check them out. The number is 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. Ask for my good friend, Etheric Bowe. You can get in-house financing, depending on what you're doing. So make sure you talk to him and find out exactly what you can do. They're located at number 407 Blue Hill Road South. You can take they can take very, very, very good care of you. 9 to 5 throughout the week and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Guys, it's a beautiful day. I always say to you, let me touch the paper. On a Thursday, despite the fact that we just celebrated on a Wednesday, we identified a holiday on a Wednesday. A lot of persons are in this sort of a jubilant mode. Despite all of that, we're still in this kind of a position where we touch the paper on Thursday and we still have our supplements. Thursday coming. And one day out of seven, your Thursday will be here. But Thursday's coming. And as we touch the newspaper, we look through for the supplement for the obituary. It's always important to be able to identify those things and just take a little moment for yourself and recognize the finite nature of life, the mortality that exists here, and the fact that we ain't gonna always be here. If you're one of those persons who are dealing with transition right now, you're dealing with a loved one, you know, someone that you really cared for, and they may not necessarily have the assistance that you desire, or you're one of the family members, and you're held with the responsibility of being able to identify persons to kind of be able to put the body down. I always say to you, go check my good people out over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematoriums. They can take very, very, very good care of you. They're right there at Ernest and York Street. They can be able to capture the essence, the character, the style, the pizzazz of this particular person's, even in their transitional state. as we say farewell for the last time. So make sure you go check them out. That's Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Like I said, pick up your Guardian newspaper. GDP growth in New Providence jumps 11%. No meaningful growth for Grand Bahama's economy. Also, Mitchell dismisses calls for commission of inquiry into police operation. Very peculiar. 51st Independence Day celebration on Clifford Park. All the pictures are in there. It's great stuff. We watched the entire thing. We didn't have the chance to get, can't get a cheering out in the draft and things like that, man. The baby too small, right? But we watched the entire thing. My family was dancing the Jungle for the entire time. They was excited. Also, Florida police confirmed that a man shot while live streaming on social media. Former slave tops national honor list. This is information there. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Read that thing and see exactly where we are. Dive into it deeper and deeper as we do those things. Guys, it's a beautiful day. I want you to join me in conversation today. Normally we would do this. I don't know. I guess I got my kind of things mixed up, right? Let me tell you why. I really thought that Doctor's Hospital was coming in today again. I thought today was the last day, but I forgot that the initial one that we had set up for them, they didn't. I think it was a scheduling issue. So I want to be able to say to all those persons who was able to ingest the information between, I think it's my show and Chivago's show, we were talking about Doctor's Hospital and Men's Health Month. Right across the board, talking about all those particular things. Had great conversations with all those guests that actually came in. I had women come in and speak more specifically to what was happening from that perspective or whatever we isolated. We was able to have a very good conversation. So make sure you go check out Doctor's Hospital if you're in those spaces that you feel a little something different, right? But this was in here this morning. Go down to Doctor's Hospital, check the thing out. And make sure you're good, guys. If you want to join in a conversation with me, please do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. That's on the text. You can be able to do that. How was your evening last night? I got a lot of, I don't know whether or not it is. Okay, let's structure it like this. So I just came back from the barber. I got maybe three or four calls last night, throughout the day, a few calls. And there is a shared sentiment that's not necessary. I'm not saying anything about it, but there is a shared sentiment that continues to be able to travel through all of these interactions that I've had over the past day and a half. And it says, Howard, it's amazing that independence came and went, and I didn't feel it. Now, I don't know what that means, but it's a shared sentiment. It's about five people, maybe less, maybe about three to four people said the exact same thing to me. And as I assess this, I try to figure out, what do they mean? Is it the pomp and pageantry that they expected? Is it sort of the, that kind of a grandiose approach? People are in the streets, so forth and so on. What was the expectation? You know, because sometimes we're so wrapped up in our own corners and our own quadrants that we don't necessarily see what's happening in the community. And so what was the grand, expectation for independence? I thought they did well. I must commend the secretariat. I must commend the secretariat. The only thing I will criticize you for is the word wish. I'm not going to fight you. But that's the only thing I would lend criticism for is the word wish. 51 wishes, right? The wish. That was it. I'm not going to fight you. That's just Howard. That's just me. I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm just saying I wouldn't say the word wish. Not for the faith that we carry. That's just me. But as I looked at this and I assessed it, I thought you did excellent. I really did. I love the fact how you, throughout the entire course, you pitted the old against the new and the old guard against sort of the new progressive concepts and ideas, the new youthful persons. And so you pitted them against each other. And for me, I got a very strong contrast. And at the end, I didn't watch all the way to the end, right? My wife and children did, right? I had to skip out. But to the end, I would have liked to see sort of an amalgamation of both, right? Of the old and the young coming together and being able to do that. The poems was excellent. You gave significant, a lot of those persons' names I took down, by the way, just want to let you know. You started to talk about persons who are doing well in film. You started to talk about young persons who are doing well. And because they started to really debate the orange economy, right? And whether or not the orange economy was, there was any viability for this in this particular space. And so traditional concept was saying that these are the things that we don't need to necessarily get into. We've already done this. We've already done that. And the youth were saying, or the young persons, the new concepts were saying, you need to be able to incorporate with technology. It's the exact same thing that we've been saying. It's the exact conversation that I've been having for the entire time. If we do not incorporate youth, this is a joke. All this is a wash. If we do, and not from the perspective of just merely being able to ensure that you got a young face in the place. No. The true incorporation of being able to pull them in and get their ideas, capture their ideas. I start to have this kind of a conversation, if you guys are watching me in the other space, and being able to talk about these things, that if there's 70-some million dollars set aside annually, well, not annually, from a budgetary standpoint, right? Over the next fiscal budget right now, 74.6 million dollars set aside for consultant fees. And then they have sort of the breakdown. Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Environment, so they have the various breakdowns of where this money's be allocated to. I think that there should be, and I want to talk like this with you guys today, because we already didn't reach. So let's just talk like this. I think that there should be a percentage of any consultancy fees set aside solely for local consultants. Now listen, what am I talking about? Okay, listen. There should be, in my humble estimation, a division committed and focused on local consultancy for development within the nation. There should be a division for that. A division that identifies talent, that identifies ideas, that identifies all these particular things and affords them opportunity. Create spaces so we could be able to put these things on platforms. I think it should be 30% of whatever consultancy fee that's set aside. That's one. The second thing I think is that there should be a division made up in the Office of the Prime Minister, similar to the delivery unit under the former administration, right? There should be a division responsible for innovation. So you don't have to go far and wide. There should be a division responsible for innovation. I'm not this kind of, I don't know how we could talk with you and let you know that we don't want you to teeth our ideas. So the first thing the division does is create a subsector that you can be able to copyright your ideas, give you the patent to those concepts, so forth and so on, and give you the autonomy and say, hey, listen, we are going to scrutinize this, identify this. If we can use this, we'll pull you in, so forth and so on. There should be clear language set up for that. This new day administration, in my view, is not doing enough. Oh, man. I know you'll just kill me when I start this. You won't fight me. But the new day administration, as it relates to what I'm seeing, is not doing enough. There's Leah Miller Bryce, in her particular capacity as the chairperson for the Bahamas Independent Secretariat, has encapsulated the concepts and ideas of the fight that exists in our country, and she put it on display. Not for just the entire Bahamas, but for her government also. She put it on display. She put youth on display. And throughout the midst of those 51 wishes, there was an idea and a relentless pursuit, a thread that ran through them that says, I want to progress. I wish we could progress. My God, let us progress. Let us move beyond this particular. Let's get some things done. Let's work together. This was the 51 wishes. And I believe that this administration should do its best to be able to make those wishes come through in decency and in order. I want you guys to be able to join me in conversation today. I'd love that. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect, just talking today. I don't know about you. I like the celebration the other evening. I may be a little different than you. Some people sent me some clips from Grand Bahama. Somebody say, man, they're so stale. I don't know. But, you know, I got to give commendation to the Bahama Secretariat. Leslie Miller Bryce, in her capacity, has done a phenomenal job. You know, it's an amazing thing when you could be able to stand on your own. And not on the strength of who your daddy was, or who your mother was, or who your auntie was, that you didn't get access to these particular things. But even if you find yourself in that position, that you could show your worth, your value, your salt, and being able to put everything on the line. Leslie, you did well. I might as well tell you, and all your clothes pretty, baby. My God, you look good. I like your little three different tone, four or five tone suit. Your pantsuit, I don't know. I need to see the top. It was beautiful. The whole thing was set up nice. Your crew was set up nice. Somebody texted me and says, Howard, I was pleasantly surprised to see the excerpt from Dr. Miles Monroe speaking about the passing of the baton. It was very impactful. So that's what I said. I said, Leslie has taken on this kind of a position. The entire body of all those persons who were dealing with this kind of a concept captured and encapsulated the very clear understanding of what we've been crying for the past 25 years. Or maybe even longer. I think we gave the country grace of about 25 years. And at the juncture of the midpoint of our Silver Jubilee anniversary, right? I think we started to hear little rumbles of a greater expectation. We saw it play out in our politics. We saw it play out in our communities. We saw it play out with our expectations. We saw it play out even with this sort of a brain drain that exists. That persons came to the point that frustration that says, you know what, ain't nothing happening in this country, I leave it. And so we saw at that juncture of the 25-year mark where this was the proverbial fork in the road and a decision needed to be made. And if the country isn't deciding to be able to go higher and take us to higher planes and higher heights, then I, my family, is going to make a decision to go elsewhere. A lot of persons made those decisions. For the past 25 years, with decency, I believe that the country has been shifting away from its internal anchor, its position, our internal expectation, the commitment that we've made to be able to build country. And so over the past 2 years, Leslie, you did wonderful. I might as well tell you, Her Excellency, Leslie Miller Bryce, you have done wonderful. Now, I don't know if this can bode well for you and Seabreeze, but Seabreeze, we're going to take this into consideration. The woman did well. My God, praise God. She did well. She did well in those particular capacities and just being able to, without fear. Did y'all TV go off too? That's why I stopped watching. Did your TV, did Zetness, did it just cut out? Did you, were you watching it? Did you watch it? You didn't watch it. You didn't watch it. All right. So I'm watching the thing and then it goes blank. Boof. I said, what's going on here? And then I went back and I looked at it on my phone to see if they was just, and I said, oh, no. And then they start playing a bunch of commercials. And so I left, you know, because you're ready then. My attention span, very short. Very short, right? So I left and went to do something else. My wife stayed there, watched the entire thing. We didn't watch these commercials 68 times. And I guess it came back on. She said, no, no, no. We were able to see the, she told me in the morning, she said, no, we were able to see the fireworks, the whole thing. I was well asleep. I might as well tell you the truth. I was asleep, right? But up to the point, and the design, and the tributes, and the commitment, and the plays, and the contrast, and the involvement of youth, excellent. Excellent. You did a very good job. Guys, participate in the conversation today, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Look like even if you leave the country, some people will fine you if you talk too much. Sir, I feel like this a man because the indecency hit another level. This is richly indecent, sir. And you got me smiling. You need to stop. You need to stop as I say this because let's read the story. It says, police in Florida confirmed yesterday that a man was shot while he was live streaming and his social media on Monday night, the same night that whistleblower Sylvanus Mitea was shot live stream on Facebook. I am convinced, if you ask Howard Grant, I am absolutely convinced that the intent was not to take him out. I am convinced. If you watch his streaming live, if you watch what he's been saying over the course of time about the fact that they got $50,000 on his head, this is what he said. This is what he said. This ain't my words. It's his words. They got $50,000 on his head. So you, and in the Bahamas, he's switched codes. He's go between American slang and Bahamian slang. I'm not gonna fight him, right? He playing crackhead games. He need to get his life together. I'm not gonna fight him, right? So he says, I'm in the Bahamas. Y'all gonna have to put more money on me. That's what he says. Now that everybody in the world who wants to know knows your address, 2306 Perkins, and then you give the apartment number. Now the question that I have is, what you gonna do now? I tell you, when you start making noise as whistleblowers, when we start making noise to be able to identify the infractions that exist in our country, that exist in our various places, even in our workspaces, when we start making noise, it's never the issue. It's never the weight and the indifference and the tribulation that exist in here. It's only you who make a noise about it. It's a slave mentality. We as a people, the collective of us, as we amalgamate and get together, we are slaves in our minds. And there's no liberation. We sing of it. We speak about it. We jam to it. We dance to it. We talk about it. But we never seek to do it. We never. If you remember, what was this movie? Old School. You remember the movie Old School with Will Ferrell, right? Will Farrell, at the beginning of the movie, was an alcoholic, right? And I think they used to call him Frank the Tank, if I remember, Frank the Tank. And he just was drinking, right? I think he got extremely drunk. At one point, I think they had this sort of a party, and trying to relive his glory days of when he was in college, he said to everybody, let's go outside and streak, right? Or whatever this thing is, streak, like, you know, take off your clothes, run naked in the street. Everybody says, yeah! And then he goes outside and he's just running, ball naked. And not one person followed him, not one. His wife pulls up on the side of him and she says, honey, it looks like it's cold out there. You should get inside. Hilarious movie. If you've ever watched the movie, it's a hilarious movie, right? But he says, yeah, we're streaking. Looks behind him and there's no one there. That's his country. There are advocates that continue to be able to speak up and out the collective in our small spaces that belong to us. In our small spaces, they agree with you. Yes, I think you should do that. My God. I told you the story about the indifference that existed while I was at the Malia Hotel, and the management at the time, which was a Mexican company that actually came in to the Malia Hotel, and they just did not adhere to the rules and regulations that govern this country. The union could tell you all the issues. And so we had internal issues. So they keep coming to me. People keep, listen to me. Everybody from every subsector, including managers, came to me complaining. So I said, we got to do something. I said, I'm going to put a letter together, and then I want you all to sign it. So I put this like 6-page letter together. Right? There was a lot of, I just put it together, bah, 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 put everything together. And then I went to people and I say, sign. Well, how would you know I can't sign? Because I support you and everything. But you know, I can't sign because my children in school. I got to take care of my children. I said, okay, I'm not going to fight you. Go to somebody else, sign. Well, how would you know I got a mortgage? I can't sign. Go to somebody else, sign. Well, how would you know my husband's, he's sick. And so I can't lose my job now. I found this with over 150 people who I went to in the hotel who were making noise to me, refused to sign. I probably got 7 signatures. Nonetheless, this letter ended up in the hand of the general manager. I think that this is how I got fired. I'm not going to fight you. Now, I didn't say Howard Grant wrote this, but if you read it, Howard Grant speaks like this. Okay, I'm not going to fight you. The hotel shut down. And many of those 150, you're listening to me right now. You're listening to me right now. Many of those 150 people that was complaining about the infractions and the indifference that existed in there, they have yet to get paid their severance pay. But me, who got fired, and biggity bossy me, tell the people, are you stupid? Do you know where you are? This is the kind of language I use because, hey, listen, you're back against the wall. Now it's time to fight. I got paid. And I opened my restaurant. I just want to be decent with you and let you know that sometimes you got to stand up and fight. This is what we deal with in this country. As we're looking around and we're looking at Sylvanus all the way in the United States of America as a Haitian Bahamian. Well, he's a Bahamian if he's born here. I'm not going to fight him. But you know, y'all has put labels on everybody. Still fighting. This man can live his whole life. He ain't got to border with nobody. Still fighting for the injustices that exist in this space. And as a result of that, everyone will call me and tell me some other issues but the man. I don't know nothing about what the man problems is. No one wants to deal with the allegations. Everyone wants to deal with the individual. This is peculiar to me. Why are we scrutinizing or seeking to scrutinize a voice note rather than the validity of whether or not this man is telling the truth? Let's be decent today. Independence over. Let's talk. I need to understand, as a people, as a nation, we've come from a very long way. And the same agitation and advocacy for change in this country, as I say, it begins with corruption. You have who you've identified as a Haitian Bahamian advocating for spaces and places that you know about, many men in this country would tell me quietly, I would, you know, I can't talk to you on the phone, but my God, these things, it's happening. I remember in 1980, Jesus, God, Howard, listen to me. Many men in this country hold this information to their bosom and wouldn't say a word. You'll open up your mouth about immigration and how the Haitian coming to take over and how all these things are happening, but now you have a Haitian behemoth with relentless passion and just, this man say he will die for the Bahamas and almost did. But Haitians is the problem. No, I think it's just jellyback Bahamians who are afraid to stand. They can't kill all of us. This corruption can't take all of us down, even the perceived alleged corruption. They can't take all of us. Nothing more I hate than a man who has been through significant problems from a political standpoint, from a governmental standpoint, from all these issues, and carry this in his bosom and say, I got to write a book. I said, well, why you write your book? No, boy, how are these people victimized? Sir, you are 75 years old. Yeah, but my children still got to live here. Sir, your children got to take care of themselves. What you talking about? You have a responsibility to the next generation. You can write your book. If you ain't going to write your book, stop talking about it. Well, Howard, I didn't write the book, you know. I just waiting to die so it could release. And your children still can be living? You ain't making no sense to me. You're just scared. And I'd prefer you to say that. Start off with that kind of a language. Howard, you know, I thought about it, but you know, I'm a little scared. All right, I can appreciate that. Your excuses don't carry weight. It don't hold water. But you would prefer to start this conversation off with immigration, illegal immigration, and how Haitians are destroying our country. And now, for an advocate to stand up and speak out for the country, take a bullet for it, and all of us open up our eyes to alleged corruption and start to scrutinize whether or not it exists, and everything just kind of mounting up and saying, okay, this one's saying this, this one's saying that. What do you say then? It's time for us to understand who our enemy is. And I don't think our enemy is individuals, whether they're Bahamians or whether they're born abroad and they're Bahamian citizens. That's not our enemies. Our enemy is corruption. Our enemy is the idea of being able to do as you please within the confines of the authority that you hold. That is our enemy. Our enemy is that we are losing to men and women who seek to do whatever they want with the authority that they hold. We have to fix that. There are people who have been raped in this country, and you still hold that. You don't even know who to talk to about this. There are stories that I heard about women who got locked up for a few tickets that they didn't pay, and they had to pay with the most valuable part of themselves. These are stories that I heard. Well, while way back in Grand Bahama, here in Nassau, the stories not only amplified, but they duplicate significantly. And so I ask myself, are we fighting a Haitian-Bahamian war, or are we going to focus our attention on corruption? Because immigration wrapped in that also. We got to find out where our enemy lies. And it does not lie within these perceived high cheekbones. You need to stop it. It does not lie in those particular spaces. It does not lie with those who enjoy pickling. Let's just be decent about this. Our enemy is corruption. Men and women who drop all disregard, all regard of authority, and take it on, they become gods unto themselves in our society. That is the enemy. Let's take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be right back after this.
foundation. Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Get ready to celebrate independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combo. Choose from our classic flame grilled beef version or indulge in a crispy chicken breast topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, cheese, and our special tropical sauce. Both come with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation perfect for celebrating every year. Remember to top off your Independence King Combo with a delicious guava sundae or the new guava ice shaker, available only at Burger King Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. I guess it's a little bit too sharp for you. I don't know. Talk to me. I'm not. Listen to me. I ain't got nobody names. You could cringe all day, all the side of your mouth. You could bite that. There's some issues in this country that got to be dealt with. And I said to you, I like the fact that even within inside the administration of the New Day administration, even within the government, that given an opportunity, they're bringing out what the country has been crying for. They're bringing these particular things out. Persons don't have the time. We don't have the time anymore. The days are shorter. The days are shorter. Listen to me. I don't even know if I slept well yesterday. I tried to relax myself, right? That was I lay down, my baby. All I can feel is the touch of my foot. I lay in the bed, you know. I feel a touch of my foot. I wake up. My wife trying to sleep. She say, oh, I got to go get this. I got to go. Listen, occupation. All day we got to work, work, work. There's no time, no rest. We don't have no time for us. We're on to the next day. And if time is shortening like that, and if it's supposed to be for the sake of the saints, my God. But what you can do with it? You got to expedite. You got to be able to stand firm in what you believe. This yellow belly stuff, you got to stop this, man. This jelly back stuff, you got to stop this. One day on a seven, you got to decide. We've created a nation, a generation of weak men and women. As I assess them, I keep trying to figure out who want this. If you listen to young girls right now, oh, I ain't ready for no marriage right now. I'm just having fun. What does that even mean? You will have fun until you're 32 years old. And then after you then expel all your youth, you won't give it to a man. This, whatever discharge you have now, huh? This years after, all your youth gone. Talk to me. Now you will get married. This the generation of people that we created. Because we say, oh, go pursue education. Go pursue these things. Child, you could be anything you want to be. And you never gave them no guardrails within the confines of decency. So they all about here trying to figure out, if I open up an OnlyFans page, I don't have to do nothing, you know. This what you created in this country. And you ain't willing to fight for nothing. You destroy it and you won't turn your back on it. We got to do better than this. Corruption is eating us alive like an active, aggressive cancer in our society. Everywhere. And we've amalgamated ourselves to it. We've become content with the fact that, well, you know, if you want something done, you got to put something in the people's pocket, man, Howard, for God's sake. I'm not fighting you. I can't fight you. I cannot. Because when I go to various places, I make sure I say thank you. in a certain manner. Talk to me. I want my things done today. Here, thank you very much, eh? Certain places, you think they know me. They don't know me. They only know this the fellow who's paid tip. That's what I've learned in my society. That's what I've learned from the hotel. I learn, I pay for expedience. That's what you all teach me. But all I'm doing is encouraging relentless corruption. No one teach me to look at it like that. That's what's happening here. Let me take this telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Like you say, don't fight me. Listen to me.
I ain't gonna fight you.
You're talking about corruption. Mm-hmm. And this voice note, what's going on around for this young man, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who really standing up for country? Let's be real now.
Mm-hmm.
The questions would really need to be asked of these politicians. It's like the media houses. I don't know if they've been instructed not to ask these questions.
Mm-hmm.
But you talk about corruption. Why don't we ask our politicians, what about our resources in this country?
Mm-hmm.
What about, why would they change the sovereign wealth fund to investment fund? Why these questions are not being asked?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody's scared? You know, when I notice when certain people call the show and decide to discuss it, they cut them. Like, let's fix this from the top, man. The people only learn the corruption from the top, you know.
They
had control of the body, you know.
We do as we see, not do as...
Exactly.
We do as we see, not do as we are told.
So, in your position, where you is now, why these questions, why wouldn't you ask these questions? And you know what's happening. All the information is right there.
Well, you know, I don't have no problem asking questions.
I understand that. But so why don't these questions be asked? Or they just tell you they only can answer certain questions when they come to the show?
Well, I'd like to be able to do that. I won't do that.
Okay, Mr. Pintard would run this country, right? Ask mm-hmm. Mr. Pintard if he's willing to fix this thing with our natural resources and make sure that people benefit from it.
I can be decent with you as I say this. I like Pintard a lot. I told you this.
I like Pintard too.
I like him a lot. But
so
anything,
ask him a question.
Anything Pintard
says... I guarantee
say,
you, if he can fix it, I guarantee you it'll be in the next election.
Anything Pintard says right now, just like the men and women before him, anything they say in the space of opposition.
Okay, well, I can put this question over there and ask you to call the show because I know this listen to your show.
Let me hear.
Mr. Pindad, are you willing to fix this so the baby people can benefit?
The natural resources.
The natural resources.
Okay, I write that it down.
That was going to be ours.
I appreciate you. I got to be honest with you. I got to be decent with you, and I got to say this. Now, Pindad, I can't put this on you. This ain't on your shoulder. This ain't you as an individual. This is the seat that you hold. Now, let's be decent. Pintard, this ain't you. This is the seat that you hold. We've watched relentless repetition from this seat, right? The seat of opposition that men and women could speak ad nauseum. And men, more specifically in this country, has been able to articulate about what they're going to do when we get in this particular opportunity. I'm going to give you free electricity. My God. We're waiting on it. And then when we get here, well, you know, we didn't really mean free like that. We're doing our best to ensure that we could be able to pull back on it and you could be able to see the significant savings thereof and we could create a space for these. But we're not going to give you free things, not like that. There's a quote that I read somewhere. Was it, I don't know. Did I see it from you, Adrian? Adrian Francis. I'm sure I saw it on his page. A politician's main objective while in office is to get reelected. That's it. That's it. There's no more. There's no less. There's no ellipsis. There's no nothing. That's a politician's main objective while in office is to get reelected. Politicians have come in our homes. They've walked to us. They hold our hand in the supermarket and pull us close and swear God off the throne that they can do this thing for us, that they can take care of us, that they're going to do as they say that they're going to do. And when they find themselves in the position, they never tell you that they're not going to do it. They say, I just don't have the time. You got to give me more time. I got to get more time to do this. I don't have the time. I got to do this before I get to that. I will do that. Please stop harassing me. They're in office now. This is what we get. Natural resources is a very strong one. I've identified that there's almost $2 billion in sea moss alone throughout the region. And we have a great, great, great contingent of sea moss here in the country. Aggregate and other things like that we're talking about. But to ask Michael Pintaud in his particular capacity right now, if he can change these things, of course he will say yes. But that has nothing to do with whether or not there are treaties, there are relationships, there's an expectation of things to happen. There is already a precedent set within the boundary of government. You're no longer your political party. You become the government of the Bahamas. And governments are continuous. So you can't fight him. Let's talk about that. Guys, I said this quick commercial break. Get to news and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Give me a call, 323-622-3235-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. We're here. Telephone call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant.
Hey.
My brother, I still have faith in our police force. There's some decent and honest men are still there to run that police force. And I believe the man who they have in charge now is a good man, Mr. Remy. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You mean over CDU?
Yes.
Okay, good.
See, the big elephant is in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us know in government agency who is who, mm-hmm. who wake in these places. But from government to government, why are we afraid to touch them? We are afraid to touch them because the opposition, whoever it may be, oh, you victimized. You don't like this one. Then you got the union on one side. It's going to make noise. See, this is the problem we have inside this little country. That I hear with my own ear, the president of one of the union said, he told his members to go to the doctor and get a sick slip. You see, all of these things is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But yet still, we want to say we want to run this country. Mr. Grant,
mm-hmm.
we have a problem in this country. and this problem's easy to fix, you know. All government have to do, don't care which government is, FNM or PLD, do your job, do what you got to do. Vera, you got to start firing some people mm-hmm. and send them to jail. Mm-hmm. This country can shake up. Thank you, Mr. Grant.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I don't know if it's easy. I know that it will be worth it. It wasn't easy, but it'll be worth it. I know that it will be worth it. I don't think it's easy to kind of pry that silver spoon that people, listen, they build a spoon in their mouth and then they sew their mouth shut. And for anyone who is alleged in this sort of the allegation, even if you were in the forest of this allegation, you have been eating in one way or another. It ain't gonna be easy. It ain't easy. Because I believe these affiliations and relationships stem all the way in politics also. Can I say that? Is it okay? I believe these affiliations and relationships find themselves in politics also. The end of the day, we just need to know whether or not you, me, and this country any good. You're destroying us, man. These allegations are too much. I agree with Fred Mitchell to an extent. I believe that after we were given jurisdiction and the authority, the autonomy to be able to make our own decision after independence to identify that we go, which course do we go, we have the responsibility of being able to look over our own matters. I believe that. I've never called for a commission of inquiry, but I do believe that there needs to be a level of transparency. And I believe that just merely being able to indicate, because it equates to me that how the Prime Minister indicates, if you look at the papers today, accusation, that this is the Tribune that I'm reading right now. So it says, accusation involving senior officer terribly disturbing. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said he would found the voice notes purporting to capture a quid pro quo arrangement involving a senior police officer and a gang leader, terribly disturbing. That language is the same language used that I'm hopeful that something would happen for Grand Bahama. I'm hopeful that we'll sell the... It doesn't show action. It shows a distraught position. It shows a hopeful posture. But it doesn't show an application, a commitment to being able to rectify these particular things. It's never accompanied with that. It only tells you a sentiment. It's never accompanied with a progressive step that needs to happen for action to be able to get taken care of. It never does that. And so the Prime Minister, historically, over the past, over your tenure, you've been relentlessly hopeful and always sharing with us your sentiment rather than sharing with us your strategy. And it's time for us to be able to identify strategy. Because I'm waiting for more garden leaves. We need to be able to create an entire garden. Talk to me. I ain't talking about no flower pot. I'm talking about an entire garden, no matter what the square footage is. There needs to be more garden leaves so we can rectify this thing. And there needs to be a hands-off approach so we can identify this. Yes, man, come on. The Commission of Police should not be the person identifying those particular people to do this. There should be a division responsible for this already. The AG office should be able to identify these particular things. The minister should be able to enact these things. Let's be decent, man. You can't ask me to do my own things because I didn't do nothing wrong in the first place. Telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, good day, Mr. Grant.
Good day, my brother. What's happening?
Oh, listen, well, I hope you don't get upset or just come in. But, you know, I think we just need to keep FM and PLP out the next election. I don't know.
How we can get upset with that?
You know, people, I had a few people, their colleagues got upset because I said that. But in my defense, it's simple. For 51 years, all we've been told from a young boy voting, my grandma and my mommy and everybody, they want you to vote for this PLP or this FNM thing, right? Now, we as adults, we investigate and we learn it. You know, some of us going off to university and get a little smart. So we ain't all the same intellectual capacity or level.
Mm-hmm.
So you sit back and you hear a recording like what Mitchell said about the accusations that he brought forward as a government in power towards a minister who's saying get a file for commission, but he's telling us why ministers can't file for a commission or request one, because there are corrupt or there are allegations that he confessed in his recording today. And I'm thinking to myself, are you trying to blackmail ministers? Are you trying to try to use it over ministers, or are you trying to send someone to jail? Because there's no way possible as the government, he can list a list of accusations that and breaches that ministered during his tenure, but then no one putting it before the courts and no one getting locked up. So I'm trying to figure out if these fellas, sister, clearly them two, the FNPLP in the bed together, man.
Wow.
You know, we got to see this for what it is. We can't be adults, man. We logical thinkers, man. We got to sit and act like we ain't know what's going on no more. These people destroying us, brother.
Wow.
And the Bahamian people have to understand that the voters have to understand that disenfranchised voters, those who never got nothing from government and qualified to do something, they need to know that we can't vote for FNM no more. And I know it hurt a lot of people hard to hear.
So who are we voting for? Who are we voting for?
Anybody except for FNM and PLB. It's a lot of election, brother. We had over 200-something people run last election. You tell me we don't have enough people that you could check the list, that you could take that brand out your head, that finger, them two fingers in that crowd, them Illuminati signs of our brain, and see that there's more options on the multiple choice question. God knows. We ain't just have FNM and PLP. We have independent Graham Hanchel. We have COI. We have BCP. We have whomever could be running, man. BMP, we just have to be open to new things so we could get out of this wilderness that they've been in, just like Moses them.
I like this.
We don't wait for people to die for us to move on to the promised land.
I like this. I like your perspective. I do appreciate you telling full call, my brother. Thank you so much.
Love you, brother.
Thank you. I just want to talk like this, man. I want to be able to talk like this. I'm not afraid or offended by you being able to come, especially from a political standpoint, but I realize that corruption knows no boundaries. It don't care if you're white. It don't care if you're black, if you're beige, if you're pink, if you're off-white. It doesn't matter. Corruption knows no political affiliation. It doesn't care if you're FNM or PLP, corruption is sin. And that'll permeate your skin, your mind, and get into your heart. That's what this is. It's the issue that we have. It's a moral perspective. This is morality. And I don't believe that the FNM is a corrupt organization. Nor do I believe that the PLP is a corrupt organization. I've said this on many times. In my humble opinion, your constitution could never be corrupt. It was a strong constitution. It was forged with various minds that came together with a determination to make this particular thing happen. They came together and everybody said, we're going to execute that. After they found themselves in the position that they're not winning, then people take a little bit of liberty here and there and a liberty here and there. They found themselves in a victorious position and they forget about the constitution. That's it. So now tradition has taken over where the Constitution has stood strong. And as a result of tradition taking over, men keep making modifications to tradition and you don't even know where you are. It's because no one teach you the Constitution in the first place. So now we're not dealing with corrupt men. Corrupt organizations, I'm sorry. Let's be decent. We're not dealing with corrupt organizations. We're dealing with corrupt men. We're dealing with men who are thieves. And this is not all the men in your organization. There are a few of you who, in your organization, you know who's the thief. You know. You like to play fool, but you know. There goes the thief, my God. Hold on. Touch your pocket quick. Where's your wallet? You know. In the FNM, you know. Who is the thief in your organization? Even in your political or even in your constituencies, you know who's the thief. You know that particular political organizations that sell certain generals to you, the general has a responsibility for bringing monies to you. Somebody say, listen, I send you $10,000. You get the check? I gave it to such and such a person who is your general. The money never reached you yet. You know who's thief. The issue is, none of us say nothing about these things. You let it go on for years and years. Now it's gone so far, you've created a monster. And you don't know how to get rid of it. Because where you could have smashed that with your heel or spray some big on that, now they laugh at you. Next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Howard, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Right here, my brother. Very interesting conversation. I like the commentary of the previous caller. You know, you asked the question, whom among us can we find to replace or attempt to replace the two major political organizations that have governed this country over the past 51 years, and the Bahamian people still has not benefited financially to the level that we would hope that our people would have been living by today. I believe, and I'm on to something that the previous caller said, it's going to take we, the Bahamian people, to determine whether we are going to select persons who are among us, not affiliated with any of these, with any of the two political parties per se, even though we realize that both political parties are intertwined over the past 51 years and today are still conjoined to a certain extent. But who among us, not affiliated with any of these political parties, are willing to stand forward and present ourselves as worthy to try and take some of these positions that is available for the Bahamian people to choose from. Now, it is sad. It is sad to say that anytime you as a godly person or you as a person who stands for truth and justice and try to do the righteous thing, according to the word, but put yourself forward for political office before the operatives would try to smear you with some smear campaign or go in your background and try to dig up some back history on you. Let me always remind the Bahamian people that there's no perfect man on the face of the planet. There's no man that has not done wrong. There's no man that has not done some things that they are not proud of. But I'm going to tell you, for those persons who still believe in this country, they have to stand up and make themselves accountable to the Bahamian people. We cannot continue on this course that we're on with these two political parties. And for anyone to say that this country is only a two-party system, and for anyone to say that there's no potential for a third party or fourth party to come and represent the government of this Commonwealth of the Bahamas and change the systems that seem to be the corrupt entity within this whole thing, we have to begin to change the systems, because the people who represent government or governments have corrupted the systems or have benefited from the corrupted systems. Why things won't change today. So I encourage every Bahamian that loves this country to present themselves, whether you're named or unnamed, known or unknown. Continue to present yourself, because that's the only way we're going to change this country. I am sick and tired. In closing, I am tired. I am definitely tired at the way my country is portrayed and the way my country is operating today, because it's not for the benefit of the average Bahamian, Joe Blow, hardworking, by the sweat of the brow ye bred Bahamian on the ground. This country is not operating for us.
Wow.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Jeff. Good to hear from you. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Howard. Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Right, yeah. Howard, you know, last week, your good friend Antoine called you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ranting about the fact that, according to him, that the people whom the prime minister had appointed were not performing up to par. Do you recall that conversation?
Yes.
Howard, these people, they serve at the pleasure of whom?
The prime minister.
They serve at the pleasure of the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
The prime minister can ask this individual anytime
to leave,
that he no longer required their services.
Yes.
How long have we been calling for that worthless minister of national security for the prime minister to do something with him? But yet the prime minister does nothing. Every day you wake up, somebody gets shot. They find gun this way. Nothing. They are doing nothing. all of these people who are in these positions. If you are CEO of a company and you appoint somebody to run that company and they're not performing, what do? You fire them. You say, like Donald Trump, you're fired.
So what are your expectations from a minister of national security? So what are your expectations?
We are paying these individuals.
You're paying them to do what?
We're not paying people for excuses. We are paying people for performance, man.
Okay, so
that's why this country is going to hell in a handbasket. Yeah, we celebrated 51 years. But looking back, Howard, it is getting worse. I'm not saying that I want to go back to the good old days, because the good old days will never come back. Mm-hmm. But what we're building now, unless we have somebody who has good leadership skills to take this country forward, we are going backwards.
Wow.
Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate your telephone call. I just needed to know some things from you and let you talk. But what are your expectations from the Minister of National Security? Marvin Dames, when we saw a significant decrease now, not solely from his commitment, but from the fact that persons were locked down, we saw a decrease in violent crimes and murders. We saw a decrease in that, right? Still double digits. Talk to me. People find a way to be able, hey, listen, I'm baby doll. I got to come right back quickly. Go kill somebody and jump back in your house. People found a way to kill people, even in the midst of the pandemic. The minister before that, the minister of national security prior to that, people was murdered under that. The one prior to that, people were murdered under that. Well, what are your expectations from a minister of national security? You believe that his weight and value is whether or not people are getting murdered in our streets? So therefore, we should eradicate and make redundant the position of minister of national security. Because the issue is sin and crime, corruption. People are going to get killed. It's just what it is. It's a society and the trend that exists globally. So I don't understand the rant about getting rid of an individual with solely saying that people are getting murdered. Come on now, talk to me. Let's be decent. Let's be decent. You can't fire the man solely because people get murdered. If that's the case, you might as well don't put nobody there at all. Let's just shoot straight with these particular things. Now, if you want to be able to say, listen, the Minister of National Security hasn't provided us this, this, and this, and you'll be able to state those things and we could quantify that, okay, I understand. But to say that he should get fired because people are getting murdered, people will get murdered. His responsibility and the responsibility of the government of the Bahamas is to use innovation, creativity, and reach those people right where they are, to be able to curb this. That's all you can do, curb this significantly. And educate the next dispensation, the next generation of why this should not be done. And maybe you can't convince them why this shouldn't be done because they already become crystallized after the age of 7 in these stands. 6 years old, they're on a dirt bike in the middle of the ghetto on one leg, on one wheel. Before they get a dirt bike, they're practicing with their bicycle. As soon as they get a couple dollars, they won't put 98 gold teeth in their mouth. Talk to me. How are we talking? They're already showing you the elements that represent where their path is leading them. And we're not curbing that. So you can't even say, stop the next generation or convince the next generation. Your convincing is not strong enough. You have to provide them with an alternative. And we have yet to do that as a government, as a people, as a community, as a Christian-based nation, as a church. You have yet to provide young people a real-life option. You know where they see their options? When they see fellas like VJ, who played for Team Bahamas. Mother sick it. I wish I could do that, eh? That's what they want. They want notoriety. They want instant gratification. They want to be paid for what they do. All you're telling them is not to do something. Why are you telling them not to do it? They have no other options. None. They're not educated enough to come work for you. They ain't coming in your yard. You know they ain't coming to weed up in your yard. They don't want to pump gas. They'd rather take a chance. The country has shifted towards taking chances. My God. And that's not only from a numbers perspective. It's almost in every subsector of our society. People are willing to take the risk. And that risk is damaging the fabric of our nation. Let's be decent. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Honey barbecue, sweet and spicy or new.
Signature hot, hot, with.
What's your flavor?
Roasted garlic, parmesan, tastes so good, chicken.
Ghost pepper, pepper,
with.
Popeyes.
Now available at Popeyes in Nassau.
Popeyes.
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 Looking for great device deals and offers this summer? Look no further! Alive has special discounts on the latest smartphones, Ring devices, and accessories. Plus, as an Alive customer, you can expect exclusive yet extra offers and rewards, which means even more value for your money. We're talking more data, prizes, and surprises. Upgrade with us and experience the perfect summer with Alive in store or at bealive.com/deals.
Now let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Go right to the lines. Lines are wide open. If you want to give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
A pleasant good afternoon, Howard. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Anton? What's up?
Right up, man. Happy belated independence.
Why you sound like you're sick? You okay?
Yeah, I all right. I'm doing a little bottle, but I'm all right.
Praise God.
Thank you. Happy belated independence to yourself, your family, and to the nation.
Thank you, man.
Happy 51st.
Same to you.
That's to be celebrated, regardless of where we are. Mm-hmm. That is to be celebrated, Howard, because there is still a lot of good in the country, regardless mm-hmm. of the bad or the misfortunes that are taking place. Howard, listening, mm-hmm. I tuned in a bit late, but listening to some of the conversation that you engaged in, I was happy that you, I was sad that you didn't get the caller to respond to you, but I was happy that you still engaged even after the last caller hung up with relating to the Minister of National Security and the expectations. I believe, Howard, we have to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be realistic. We have to be honest. And we also have to understand the role of a Minister of National Security. Howard, I believe what we saw in the last administration
mm-hmm.
was not the role of the Minister of National Security
mm-hmm.
being adhered to, being played out, and certainly overstepping into the role of the Commissioner of Police in many ways, Howard, and almost rendering, in effect, the last Commissioner of Police, almost rendering him in his position powerless to carry out his own mission and mandate as prescribed in the Constitution because of the overlapping that took place with the former Minister of National Security, which created a big problem in the country and a further corrosion, in my view, in the Royal Bahamas Police Force, where you had circumstances taking place, Howard, where persons are on the court record And this has nothing to do with politics. This is a nasty reality that played out in our country, and it is yet to be addressed to this day. Persons in the Rob Hammers police force were promoted after they were found out to have collaborated to try and produce a wicked, a compromised, a nasty and illegal outcome in the court. They were still promoted, almost being, in a sense, being rewarded for corruption, Howard. Under the previous administration, the previous Minister of National Security, who, in my effect, rendered the former commissioner almost helpless in executing his duties, Howard. Okay? This commissioner of police is not subjected to that by the prime minister, nor by the current minister of national security, who are respecters and abiders of the law of this country, the constitution of this country. Getting on to the other aspect of the conversation, why I really called in, Howard, let me pick up from where you last left off, Howard, in terms of crime in the country. We have clearly, from the evidence provided, crime is endemic, especially in specific neighborhoods or segments of our society, Howard, right? Mm-hmm. Off that backdrop, can you hear me clearly, Howard?
Yeah, I already hear you.
Off that backdrop, Howard, mm-hmm. It would be foolhardy. It would be almost, in effect, worthless for any government seeking to sustainably, being a key word, realistically, being another key word, and successfully being the most important key word, address and reduce crime in this country. It would be foolhardy of them to do it thinking that you can just attack crime from a criminal perspective. Howard, crime spins off in many and most instances from a lack of having, a lack of opportunity, a lack of access, a lack of finances, a lack of principles, a lack of integrity, a lack of home structure, Howard. A poverty-induced environment where education is not prioritized, where education is not seen as important, where even if the requirements are there for education, because there is a strong presence of poverty within the home, priorities are completely different in that home than that where there is not that lack. You understand what I'm saying, Howard?
Yes.
It's easy for people to stand on the wall and cast aspersions. Very easy. It's easy for people who are not in the circumstances, don't understand the circumstances, perhaps living in ivory towers. Can you hear me, Howard?
So you think that crime would always be with us, just as the poor will always be with us, because the poor is a very clear indication that there is lack. And as long as there is lack, there is an expectation that some level of crime would exist. Is that what you're saying?
It's a 50-50, Howard, because it's a 50-50, Howard. And let me explain what I mean by that. Back in the majority rule era, right, Howard? Crime was minimal in the country. Poverty was not minimal. Poverty was maximum because opportunities were deliberately being withheld from the majority in the country by the minority government. Right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
However, crime was still minimal in the country because there was a togetherness. There was community, Howard. There was an abiding respect for law and order and for each other, right? You couldn't go in the community and do no nonsense without getting tapped up from the adults in that environment where you were doing nonsense and getting a second or third or fourth tapping up when you get home from uncle, from auntie, from mommy, and from daddy, and from grammy as well. Maybe even five sets of topping up before the matter is settled. You understand what I'm saying, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
We have grown as a society, Howard. We have had this conversation on your show previously. We've grown as a society, Howard. We have become more educated as a society, Howard. But we have lost our way along the way as well, Howard. We have lost out on some of those golden core values that kept us together as a community, that kept us respecting each other. When we walk past the church, Howard, as children, if you were having a bad conversation, that conversation ceased until you passed the church environment. You understand what I'm saying, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
There was the respect for each other, Howard. This thing called crime, Howard, it is certainly not political. It is more community than it is political, right? Although government has a role to play in ensuring that it provides a safe environment, it's a lot more than that, man, Howard. It's a lot more expansive than that, Howard.
Wow.
I'd like to end my contribution, Howard,
wow,
because certainly there's not enough time to get into that conversation. But I'd like to end by making a comment on this whole matter regarding the head of the CID unit, Howard, and the commissioner of police. Can I go ahead with that ending comment, Howard?
Real quick. Go ahead, Anton.
Okay, thank you.
My lines are right up.
Howard, look, man, first and foremost, we are not a banana republic country, man, okay? Despite what naysayers may say, the minority of people in this country are criminally minded. The majority of people in this country are good-intentioned, hard-working, decent, positive, contributing citizens to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Howard. The majority. Let's not lose focus on that. There are going to be naysayers and persons who are political prostitutes who seek to take advantage of when there is something bad occurring. But, Howard, what saves any country or any environment, no matter where you are, no matter what part of the world you are, no matter what company you're in, things will occur. Corruption will exist as long as human beings are alive. God dug it, Howard. It happened. The devil attempted to overthrow Jesus. I mean, God in heaven. Huh? It happened on earth with Jesus. Huh? Who were perfect people in perfect environments. It happened in the Garden of Eden. So what y'all expect? We living in a real world. What will save us, Howard, is the response. The response to that corruption when it is brought to bear, Howard. So we have to respect ourselves. We have to show that we have national pride as Bahamian citizens and that we trust that the people we put at the helm will conduct the jobs that they are there to conduct. If we fail to have confidence in our people, Howard, my God, what you expect to happen
for
Bahamian citizens?
Let's do this before you get out of here. What will save us is the response to corruption. Are we on the path of being saved? Has this New Day administration, led by the Prime Minister, Philip Brave Davis, responded correctly to the allegations and speculations that's been levied against the Minister of National Security, him in certain respects, the Minister, the Chief of Police, various persons, the Bar Association? Has the Prime Minister responded correctly?
Back to the point that I made earlier, Howard. The commissioner of police position is a constitutionally enshrined and protected position, Howard. The prime minister has little to do with conducting or directing the commissioner of police. He has a constitutionally enshrined and protected legal authority over law and order in our country. We must trust that he will execute. Howard, this man, Clayton Fernando, he has demonstrated a consistent and a sound and a ferocious attack on misbehavior and corruption within the Royal Bahamas.
So you're content with his response? You're content with his response and his approach?
Howard, he is doing what is necessary. He has laid out a plan, and he's also advised that we're not allowing for our international partners to come in here and take over like we are third world, but not a republic. But we are working with our international partners who possess expertise that we do rely on from time to time with training of our defense force, training of our police force agents, et cetera, et cetera. They are prepared to work with us in every regard to ensure that it is fair, that it's executed on time, and that there is no corruption involved in the process of it coming from the UK and coming from the United States. What more would Bahamians want?
No.
We need to see our leaders in our country, the Bahamian country, at the helm, leading this process until it comes down to the very square of whatever
it.
The root of the problem is.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly. I just wanted to be able to touch some things for you real quick. I wrote some stuff down. I asked you one of those things as it relates to response, whether or not the response to corruption was correct in your estimation. But I wanted to talk about more specifically when you said togetherness and community, right? Those particular pillars that we've actually been distant from. The reason why, in my estimation, based upon what I can see, hindsight being 2020, and we look back, the reason why there was togetherness is because there was a clear proverbial boogeyman. Can I say that? It was a very clear proverbial, very clear and bright boogeyman. In fact, we could call the boogeyman Casper. There was this allegation separation that stood steadfast in the middle of our community like a stake, right? Pitted in the middle of our community that segregated the two. There was the white division of our community and there was the black. The white was the supremacist in terms of the power that they held to be able to lead the community in one particular direction. And the black knew this. They had a responsibility for being able to amalgamate all the resources that they had to get to the objective. They knew this. After independence and everything was quashed and we became the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. After we've done away with this sort of an idea and black men were at the helm of leadership in this country, you didn't know who the boogeyman was no more. You don't know. Because as soon as these men grabbed held, they held fast to power, they became worse than Casper ever could be. Ever could be. And they hide. They hid behind the cloak of their skin color and their appearance. But they were vicious vultures and vampires, many of them, sucking the life from the Bahamian society. They've broken us. These greedy men of yesteryear, a lot of them, they've broken us. And that's what we fight with right now. Let me take this call before we go to a break. Caller, go ahead. Thank you so much for holding.
Hey, good day, Howard.
Hey, what's up, my dear?
Right here. Listen, I'm listening to what you and Anton was talking about just now and mm-hmm. the questions you asked him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like the response from the Prime Minister was good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you mentioned after, that his name, to a smaller extent, was mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And now the person that we have in charge, who is supposed to be overseeing the investigation of his partner, was also mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So who is going to investigate him? So because, like Anton say, his position is enshrined in the Constitution, mm-hmm. does that mean he's above the law, like Donald Trump?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so why is it that we you know, there's so much other names that was called.
A lot of names.
Thank you. A lot of names of other officers that was called, including the name of our now Prime Minister name was also called, and our now Commissioner of Police was also called.
Okay.
So why are we just focusing on the one flower in the garden?
It should be.
We need to have an entire, like you said, we need to have an entire, we need to change
a
the
rose bowl. It should be a rose bowl. Everybody
no,
getting down.
I think it should be a field by now.
That's what it should be.
It should be a field by now because there's so much other names mentioned. So when are we going to hear these other names mentioned along with the gentleman that is that is now out the pasture? That's not fair because this is the same thing we are now talking about, corruption. If these other names was mentioned, why aren't they talked about? Why is just this one Johnson person spoken about as if he was the only name mentioned? Other names was mentioned, including our now Commissioner of Police. Please, if y'all don't want us to keep seeing y'all as corrupt, please do something about that. The gentleman mentioned all these things. And listen, I watched a piece of that this weekend. And I mean, this past yesterday, I could not believe this information, he's reading these things and he got these straight out of the police station. He got a list of things and he reading these like he was sitting in there writing these things himself.
Listen, I look at that and I said, well, you know, you got to give these fellas the benefit of the doubt. I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. Thank you so very kindly. I got to let you go. I look at this and I said, do you know that we all heard this? Do you know that we all heard this? The day before, listen to me, I just want to be decent. The day that he got shot, I listened to another voice note that indicated he had a card up his sleeve. I didn't play. Listen to me, I didn't release this information. I don't have that. All I know is I listened to it. And as I listen to it, and I say to myself, all right, if I can clear my name, we can do this in decency and order. We can pull everybody to the table. We can have a Bahamian-led organization, a Bahamian team, just like how they do for election. You can have observers. And observers can be able to support you in various areas. In the event that you need international reach, you need reach in certain spaces to be able to rectify these things, let's deal with that. It cannot be, in my humble opinion, the first approach that we take is to scrutinize the voice note. Now, the scrutiny of the voice note has been quashed by this sort of an idea that the parents are coming out. And the families knew that the voice note existed. Parents told by Fox and Smith to share the recordings if they die. This the information that the parents has indicated? Let's just be straight, man. Let's be decent in our approach. I understand the autonomy that you have and the position that you have as chief of police. I do understand. And I respect that. I respect your authority. But for me, like Pontius Pilate, I will wash my hand of this entirely and step back. Identify what needs to be able to happen. And if those chips decide to fall in strategic patterns, then let them fall where they may. But it won't be because I rest the chips there or perceive to be resting chips down. Let's be decent about this. I have one more commercial. I got one more commercial. Let me take this last commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Foundation. Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation.
Quick, before we get out of here, I got some information. I just received trusted information that I can be able to read to you. It says, four people missing off of Eleuthera after a boat sink, a boating accident with employees from Moscow Construction, Honduras and Haitians are missing. Four people off of Eleuthera are missing in a boating accident. That is bananas. I want to read a couple more things out here and be able to talk about this with you before we get out of here. I just want to be as decent as possible as we do this. This is good day, Howard. Random question. When are the government school repairs going to happen? This year? It's a text. When are the government school repairs going to happen this year? You'll find out from the Ministry of Education and find out when they're going to be executing that. Anton always sounds like he's attacking us when he talks. Well, don't fight Anton. So it says, they can't. So let's read it. They get a couple of this. It says, ask Anton why the PLP didn't report the matter to the police. Please ask him why Fred Mitchell didn't report it, which was their duty to do so. They can't even find the trans woman, and you want them to weed out corruption? This is a text that's coming through. I can't even fight him. So it says, I would love to get a count of how many times Anton says Howard while he says, you need to stop it. So he says, we're not going to correct Anton when Commissioner Ferguson and the crime record had the crime record under the previous national security. That's a text that's coming through. So it says, they need quality people, Howard. They need quality people. So let's see what else you got here. All right, guys, so that's it. Let me see if I can get a couple of texts. Callers, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead, caller on the line. Go ahead. I got the line.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Grant. How you doing, John?
I'm good, cuz. What's up?
Everything cool, man. Listen, I agree 100% with what the lady said just now. But Howard, I just got one of those Amber Alerts on my telephone. Right? I think it'd be good if they include a photo. You know,
you got an Amber Alert for a missing boy?
I think it was a female, 15 years old, someone 15 years
old.
Are
you serious? I didn't get an Amber Alert yet.
I got it on one of my telephones. I have a phone on each network, but when he came through on one.
Yeah.
And also, Howard, earlier you were talking about what the whistleblower was going to do now that everything is all things has come his way, right? The trouble has come his way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel as if what we need to do is we the public need to start to take care of individuals like them the best we can. You know, that kind of, we need to organize, and if they set up a GoFundMe or something, we need to encourage that, because we can't let whistleblowers be fearful, right? We need to let them know that, listen, if you take a chance and risk your livelihood or risk your life to let us know something that is vital, information that is vital to us, that we'll do our part and look out for you the best
that come,
we can.
What you're saying come from a decent heart and a decent place. That's what you say.
You know what I mean? But yeah,
what you're saying?
That's the only way it can work.
Yeah, because you're a decent man.
We got to do it that way, Howard. You know what I mean? We got to fund this thing. You know what I mean? And we got to make the sacrifices also. We got to meet these people halfway or even more than halfway, right? But like I said before, we have to encourage that type of activity, man. We cannot allow fear and individuals like, you know what I mean?
I told you before.
Fear of losing your livelihood to cause individuals not to reveal things that is critical to us.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate your telephone call.
Have a good day, man.
Thank you so much. I told you before, in some cases, your wife will tell you, shut up, boy, you stupid. In some cases, your wife, she know you can't sleep in the night because of what you've seen. Not my wife. She know I getting up in the middle of the night, I can't deal with that. Your wife, though, the one who will get you dressed and say, this is the color we wearing today. And you wear that. No. I don't like when you get your hair cut like that. Your wife, you know something, and she'll tell you, boy, you better shut up. You got TJ in school, we got to pay for that. How you going to do that? Now you got to live with this, bear this pain and guilt in your chest. If you don't have a wife or you don't have a husband, there are people in society that you find as confidants to lend this information to. Your pastor will tell you, boy, you better keep that one. Don't say nothing but that. Let that one blow over. Yeah, but because of your decency, the government of the Bahamas has taken on a very clear position and indicated to us the philosophical difference that exists between two political organizations when we start to talk about freedom of information. When we cry out for whistleblowers, when we cry out for the ombudsman, when we cry out for these particular states, there's a clear understanding that they ain't dealing with that. Not right now. We can get to that eventually. We're dealing with our agenda right now. And so when you see these things, what do you say? That's my time today, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for everything that you've done and being able to participate in where we are. You are good and decent people. So it says, I agree 100% with the caller. All these ministers, what list? That is bananas. It's a great day, guys. I want to thank you so kindly. Tomorrow, we're going to wrap this thing up and see if I can get a good guest to sit with me tomorrow on Friday right here. Have a beautiful day, guys. Enjoy yourself. We can see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.